Alyssa Milano, Conservatives Responsible for Cancel Culture. By David Ng on June 30, 2020. As she faces her own cancel mob for wearing porn as and possibly blackface, actress Alyssa Milano is blaming cancel culture on conservatives, arguing that the political right, not the left, is weaponizing cancel culture to take out critics of President Donald Trump. In reality, left-wing activists and their allies in the mainstream media pioneered cancel culture as a way of erasing right-of-center politicians and cultural figures, both living and dead. They have also tried repeatedly to cancel conservative news outlets like Breitbart News and Fox News through activist-driven advertiser boycotts. Alyssa Milano, who was a regular presence during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, who the left-wing mob tried and failed to cancel, tweeted Monday her baseless claim that conservatives are to blame for cancel culture. Cancel culture is being weaponized by the right/Putin. Take notice of who they are targeting and what is trending. Are they trying to hurt Trump's most vocal critics? Yup. The misinformation campaign has begun. Be vigilant in what you post on social media. Truth still matters, she tweeted. Leftists have canceled numerous influential conservative figures since President Trump won the 2016 election. Prominent conservatives canceled by the left and who have lost their jobs include Roseanne Barr, Megyn Kelly, Diamond, and Silk, Google engineer James Damore. The left-wing cancel mobs came for Gavin McInnes, Stefan Molyneux, Laura Loomer, and Katie Hopkins, all conservatives who've been kicked off social media. Historical figures are also getting canceled as Black Lives Matter activists vandalize and demand the removal of statues of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Ulysses S. Grant, and even Abraham Lincoln. Leftist activists are also calling for the cancellation of movies and TV shows that don't conform to their ideology. Titles including Cops and Live PD have all fallen victim to the cancel mob in recent weeks. It's not conservatives calling for the censoring of Gone with the Wind. Leftists are increasingly canceling their own in a quest to purge their side of forbidden thought. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is currently fighting a cancel campaign after she questioned certain tenets of transgender dogma. Left-wing horror author and Hollywood producer Stephen King joined other left-wing figures, actor Daniel Radcliffe, Eddie Redmayne, George Takei, and actor Rupert Grint, in attacking J.K. Rowling, undoubtedly egging on those who want her canceled. Left-wing cancel culture has hit the left-wing media hard. Senior editors at the New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer, Variety, and Condé Nast's Bon Appétit have fallen victim to cancel mobs for failing to conform to Black Lives Matter's platform. Milano's message comes as she faces her own cancel mob after an old photo of the actress sporting cornrows resurfaced on social media, prompting accusations of cultural appropriation. She is also facing claims that she once wore blackface in a photo in which she appears with darkened skin. Milano has denied that she was wearing blackface in the photo in question. ABC's late-night host Jimmy Kimmel recently took a hiatus from his show after facing criticism for once wearing blackface and using the N-word. Milano later added, "The replies to this tweet are proving my point. Thank you." Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me @dng@breitbart.com.